Bandwidth for the Weird Things podcast provided by WiredTree. For sites of any size and world-class customer service, head on over to WiredTree.com.
Welcome to After Things. I'm Andrew Main, joined by Justin Robert Young.
Hey, everybody. Let's get after. Let's get after it.
Brian Brushwood.
In here with 99% fewer dead seals.
Yes. If you didn't listen to the last episode of Weird Things, it's hard to believe Brian actually had a Nat Geo show. Just saying.
Yeah. That one would have got you some notes.
Gentlemen, I have a question for you. Both, yeah. Everybody, Bryce mm-hmm. included.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 1-year plan, a 5-hour plan?
I could not. I would have said no 1 week ago, but now I do. And it's thanks to my pick, which I think I gave it before, but I'm going to give it again. I listened to David Rowan's Minimum podcast, where he takes hours and hours of self-help, motivation, business podcast, and just condenses individual stories down to about 5 minutes each. Each episode is exactly 15 minutes long. He gets right into it and cuts right to the quick of, here's the guy, here's what he proposed, here's what he did. Here's a clever way you can combine those things or whatever. And he was talking about somebody, it was about building empires. And the clarifying activity that he proposed is, if I was better, I would know all the details, but I'm sure we could find it. He says, basically, project out 30 years and you have an empire. What is an empire that you can do? And for me, I thought, 30 years, you know, Modern Rogue is a really good brand. What if it was an empire? What if it had a magazine and a blog and its own channel? We can buy the G4 space or whatever, a successful show. You know, think of basically Mythbusters level success, you know, with Adam Savage's Tested and so on. And it's like, and then you work backwards and you pick it was either a 10-year or a 5-year thing. What would that look like 5 years if you were on that trajectory? And I was like, okay, well, it would have to be as big as like a Esquire online blog or a cracked.com, right? If it was a cracked.com empire where, you know, it had podcasts and articles being written all the time. So cracked.com, to be at cracked.com level. And you're like, okay, let's say that was possible. Where would you have to be 1 year from now? And then, and the answer was like, okay, that means Modern Rogue, which is currently at 250,000 subscribers, would have to be as big as Scam School, which has nearly 2 million subscribers. And then you ask, you back up and say, okay, what are the 3 things you could do that would bring you the most to it? And so it's like, okay, I could do these 3 things. And it says, of those 3, which is the one that will make the other 2 the easiest or possibly irrelevant? And what I wrote, I looked at what I wrote down. And if you want to have a podcast explode, the number one thing you can do is appear on other podcasts. If you want a YouTube channel to explode, the number one thing you can do is to appear on other YouTube channels and to do those collaborations. Like they're a pain in the butt, and you got to work and you got to travel and you got to meet all these people, but that stuff works. And then it gets to that clarifying statement where he says, whatever that thing you picked is, that is now your full-time job for the rest of the year or until you get it done. And it was so amazing. Like, I just looked down at the circle at the bottom, and then I was like, well, if that was my job, what would that look like? I thought of every standing invitation I've had from so many podcasts, from so many YouTube channels, where it's like you meet them and you exchange pleasantries over email, like, hey, someday let's blah, blah, blah. And it just hit me like a lightning bolt, like, someday is 2017, and my full-time job now is to be Richard Simmons, because Richard Simmons didn't have his own platform. Richard Simmons was always on everybody else's platform, being outrageous and interesting and contributing, and all of it funneled back and made him a nine-digit millionaire. And so anyway, that's my plan. What's yours?
Exactly the same plan, except the tabloids worried about my health and if I'm being kept a hostage like Richard Simmons right now. Justin?
No, I don't. I have year plans, right? And I think I have larger plans on some elements of my life, but probably not others. And part of that is also, you know, part of that's good habit and part of that's bad habit, right? You know, like the good habit is not trying to get too rigid into a plan and then running yourself into the rocks. You know, so you want to be a little bit looser and be able to adjust and flow and keep yourself happy and refreshed and, excited to take on new things. And then, you know, part of it is bad habit of not wanting to settle on something in which you push as hard as you can. But, you know, for the contender or the board game, you know, card game kind of element to it, like there kind of is a 5-year plan. There is a like, okay, well, we're going to do this and this and this. And then like each year on year, we can see what we've reaped and then kind of make our calculations for what the next step going forward is and kind of get a sense of how much all this stacks on top of each other. So, I will say that I definitely have a year plan. I certainly don't have a 5-year plan. I certainly don't have a 30-year plan.
Bryce?
I would say that I probably have a 1 or 2 year plan. I think right now, because I'm pretty early, I would say I'm pretty early into my career. Like I've only been working five or 6 years or so. But I wear a lot of hats now, which is great because it's a lot of variety. But I also feel like in the next few years, finding ways to whittle down the things that I am most valuable at and spending more time on those will probably be what I'm doing. But with the digital media side, stuff changes so quickly that I feel like it's a little I'm trying to keep it open because I don't want to get stuck 10 years from now saying, man, I really wanted to be super big on Snapchat and then Snapchat is not around, you know, like,
yeah, but you can frame that. And but that mm-hmm. certainly says I want to be a personality and not I want to be working in a data center or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just off the top of my head. I was just thinking of something that probably mm-hmm. won't be around in 10 years, which is Snapchat.
I think.
The nice thing is that you could keep it was such a curious exercise because I never would have thought in terms of empire building, basically having people underneath you doing everything that you don't have the time to do or trusted people. And it like that dreaming big. And in this case, in my journey, I picked Modern Rogue as the name of the empire. Like if Modern Rogue exploded and was an empire, what would it look like? But it could be like, what if you're going to think open-ended, like let's say you had an empire, Bryce, and you don't know what it is. It's a hot new platform and you are – whether it's being the host of the thing or in the president of it or the founder or whatever, like let's say you want to be 30 years from now, because again, think in tangible terms, because 30 years from now I'll be 72 years old, right? And so that's why I'm thinking like, okay, I'm in my harvesting years, not my growing years. So you would be what, in your mid 50s, right?
Yeah, 50s.
Okay, so you're in your mid 50s, you are captain of a startup of a brand new platform of some variety. And you don't need to name it or even know what it is, mm-hmm. but it's in this space and you are whether it's behind the scenes, in front of the scenes or just have your name on it as executive producer. You go back to 5 years from now, like, okay, if I'm I'm now the executive producer of the next Snapchat. Everyone knows me. And I'm the next Mark Zuckerberg or whatever. The only way that happens, a necessary piece along the way, is I need to, at 5 years, have launched something in the same vein or a miniature version of it or something that years later people will say, this is where the idea, the genesis or his talent or this was, you know, the idea, the seed came from. And then back from that, you get to the tangible idea, like, okay, I want to launch a major project, and I'm not saying this is what you want, but let's say it was. I want to launch a major project that will reach at least 10 million people in 5 years. What's the first thing I need to do right now? Well, right now I work for Brian, and it might be that our goal, our conclusion is the same. Even though you want to go off and run a different company, you might come back and be like, well, it seems like the best thing to do is to help Brian get Modern Rogue up to 2 million subscribers or whatever. Sure. And that's me forcing
the
narrative.
Or quit now while
you're
young, Bryce. I mean,
but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you have to be very specific at the 30-year mark, but I think you have to have tangible benchmarks that inspire you to think about what comes before that so that you can think all the way back to a tangible piece right there.
Sure. I mean, I think of the things that I do now and the things that I really I enjoy doing the most, and between the live stream engineering and the podcast editing, but also the occasional moments where I'm on a podcast, it's probably some mixture of personality based plus a technical side, you know, and that's kind of a tough thing on being a very technical side of this, where I think you guys are very personality based, right?
Sure.
I think it's probably some hybrid of that, and I don't know. In 30 years, I just don't know what that looks like, even vaguely. Even I like right now. Man, I don't know. I don't want to say right now I'm keeping it loosey-goosey, but...
Well, okay, so you know? Here's the next part. This is the part that I held back from the story, is you've got the one part that is your job for the next year to achieve your one-year goal. Then you ask the question, you need to build people on your team who are empire builders underneath you, who within, he explicitly talks about the difference between entrepreneurship, which he describes as running full force through a wall, like the Kool-Aid man, and what he calls intrapreneurship. So let's assume, and again, we're doing this on air, so it's a little bit weird, and it sounds like I'm trying to pigeonhole you, but just as an exercise, because everybody, most of the people right now work for somebody else. Let's say you're like, okay, I want to be the number two guy in this. I want to be in charge of the entire blog division, or I want to be in charge. I want to run and be top dog at a studio at NBC. So it's like, you know, you're building a sub empire under an existing empire. So it might be that you could say, you know, I want to run a production studio that reaches 50 million people every month. And I want to, you know,
in Austin,
and generates this, but yeah, well, I mean, if
and
if
also
location,
keeps a close eye on my boss's weight.
But the point is, then that's so my job now under this 30-year umbrella is to look for people who want to build empires underneath it and give them the opportunity. And he's and one of the points he said is that everybody, everybody who is not an empire builder, everybody who's not an empire builder is robbing you of a leg for your table to stand on. And that it's important that you, when you're hiring, you get people to define their own success. Then you ask them, how will you know if you've done what needs to be done? They define their own criteria and they hold themselves accountable, because either they're the kind of person who wants to build an empire underneath you, or they're not. And again, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but like that's actually what we're going through now. With
look under your chair, there's a 30-year contract.
That's kind of what we're going through with Max, is because I'm giving Max guidelines and on the store, and he's learning very, very quickly.
If you don't know, Max is our new guy who is replacing John Tilton, who is doing inventory and store stuff.
Correct. And I'm like, hey, you're on your journey, and I need you to, you know, and we're about to do our kind of 3-month, you know, catch up, figuring out how we're doing, what needs to be done and all that stuff. But I don't know. It was a very clarifying exercise for me.
It's tough, especially, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't prepared. I haven't done my homework. Andrew,
my plan, I certainly know what area I want to be in. I know where I want to be. I know what I want to be doing, and getting closer to that has been something I've been working for the last several years. And that's doing more stuff in aerospace and space stuff. And so that's been, you know, not knowing, well, this is what I can do in there. This is what my place is. But certainly I have been learning things, meeting people, and just trying to get more active into that. And Bryce, not unlike your situation, where it's like, I don't know what opportunity will be there for me in 5 years, but I do know if it's a place that I want to be in, then I need to be working now to develop those skills and that capability and that understanding, so that should I just want to go full force into that, that I'm not just like, hey, everybody, I want to do this thing you're doing, without knowing what the hell the thing is. So I'm certainly of a believer, like, it doesn't mean that you can say, hey, 5 years from now, I think I might want to do a big shift into something, but I'm going to spend the time right now learning stuff. You know, last summer I spent time learning how to code, and that's been wonderful. That has just given me whole new capabilities and things I've been able to do. Now I've been just trying to brush up on my physics and aeronautics and stuff like that, because that's an area that, you know, I have a lot of surface knowledge, not a lot of deep knowledge in. And so, you know, the part of my long-term plan isn't so much, you know, this is what the empire is going to be, but it's like, this is how I'm going to become the person that can do this. These are the skills I need to have. This is the knowledge I need to have. And one of the skills that I've needed is that I've never been a good networker. I've never been a very good networker, and I've made an effort this last year to get better at it.
Yeah, you and me both, man. That was a big eye opener for me.
Yeah, I mean, networking, the problem is, it's like, you don't want to go look for people when you need people. You want to have the people you need already around you and be like, hey, can you help me with this or do this or that?
Well, and that's a good analog for doing the same thing, because in my mind, I'm thinking about, you know, assembling actual employees and creating a business structure. But for you, it might be, who are the five people that will mean the most? You know, it's like, is this somebody who is going to be on board? Is this a casual just chit chat and mm-hmm. we'll one and done, and we'll vaguely know each other? Or is this somebody who is excited about the stuff that I'm proposing and in the same space? Is this a future collaboration in which we will exchange ideas and they will take it and make action happen? I'm going to say underneath, I'm using air quotes here, underneath them. Or is it somebody who's just enjoying seeing their favorite science fiction author or whatever? And if it's the latter, then you're robbing your table of a leg to stand on.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, Scott Sigler can give you all the time you need. Don't waste mine. Gentlemen, picks.
Minimum Podcast by David Rowan. It's so, so good. I gobbled them all up, and I'm probably going to listen to all of them again.
You should probably just like call him and just have him like, just
yeah, but then it'll be more than 15 minutes long.
Oh, you're right.
Although, and for the record, right now they're all just on an iTunes RSS feed. I got all in his junk. I was like, look, I want to share your stuff, but nobody likes being sent an iTunes link. Everybody loves, for a single episode, everybody loves getting sent a SoundCloud link because they know it will open on whatever device they're on. And so he's in the middle of putting them all on SoundCloud now.
Excellent. My pick is, it's a book I keep going back to thinking a lot about, and that's Peter Thiel's book, 0 to 1.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So when you talk about building big into the future, that's great. Abundance by Peter Diamandis.
So good.
Bold, all those. So those are the picks. It's been after.
No pick for Justin?
or not?
Oh, sorry. I was waiting and then
did you have one, Juice?
No.
so it's better.
The Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this